First, breaking news out of Houston. Police just moments ago giving an update on the investigation into what happened over the weekend at that Astroworld Music Festival. 8 people were killed, dozens injured, many still hospitalized. It is now the 4th deadliest concert in U.S. history. The Houston police chief asking everyone to be patient with the investigation. And News Nation correspondent Brian Enten was one of the reporters asking questions just now. Brian, we can see things just wrapping up there. What did we learn?
Yeah, Nicole, this press conference with the police chief just ended about 5 minutes ago or so. Basically, the numbers remain the same, 8 dead, but he did clarify that there are 2 people in extremely critical condition right now injured at that concert. He emphasized that this is an ongoing investigation, that they are looking at everything, that this is a criminal investigation, and that he has a meeting set up on Friday with the FBI. One of the biggest questions, Nicole, has been who had the authority to end this concert, and that was asked, and he said at the end of the day it was up to the production company and it was up to the entertainer to decide when to end the concert. You know, there were 500 Houston police officers there helping to secure the event. Many are wondering, should there be an independent investigation? Can Houston police do a fair job investigating themselves in this entire situation? The chief said yes. At this point, he does not support an independent investigation. Listen to what the chief said just a few minutes ago.
I will tell you that we're not going to leave any stones unturned. I had no reason to believe that it wasn't going to be safe, but I'm the kind of chief that I meet with people whenever I can, and that includes him. And we had a very respectful few-minute conversation on my concerns. I meet a lot of people. I was born and raised in here in Houston. So if somebody's referring to a special relationship, if you call meeting him twice, special relationship, and I'm not being smart, I just want to be open and transparent. That's not a close relationship to me. I've only spoken to him twice.
And the chief is talking about his relationship with the entertainer, Travis Scott. Many in the community questioning whether the department can be fair in this investigation because the chief had this relationship with Travis Scott. He clarified it here. He said he has only met him 2 times, and he believes that they can conduct this investigation fairly. Also really interesting, Nicole, you remember when the police chief had his first press conference on Saturday, he talked about a security guard who was pricked in the neck and possibly injected with something. Well, today he clarified that and basically changed the entire narrative and said they finally made contact with that security guard. He was not, in fact, pricked with anything. He says the security guard says that he was actually punched and that there was no needle involved. So that was certainly an interesting update, Nicole.
Well, Brian, I have a question for you on that then, because wasn't that security guard revived with Narcan? Is that now no longer the case?
Again, yeah. Apparently, the police got bad information, which is, this is the police narrative. They're the ones who started this on Saturday. This all started with the police chief talking about this at a press conference, and apparently they hadn't even made contact with the security guard at that point. Today, he clarified and said these were things that they were basically hearing. They finally tracked down the security guard, and he said there was no needle and that he was just punched out.
All right. Brian Enten getting answers for us. Thank you so much.